I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Good Wednesday. So we told you about this when we were going off air yesterday, and there was a lot of response that Bernie Sanders and Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Kirsten Gillibrand, the top four out of five, I guess Joe Biden's the other one. If you can imagine, potential presidential timber on the Democrat side are believing, they're listening to their advisors who are telling them, you know, you can't compete with Trump. He's too out of the box with small ball socialist ideas. They wouldn't call it socialist. They would say progressive. You got to go big. So Bernie Sanders is going to introduce a bill that would guarantee every American a job, salary, and health care, at least $15 an hour. And it won't stop at $15. The thing is, well, not every American wants to work. If they did, they'd be finding stuff now, right? Well, this is not about that. It's about a backdoor way to get the $15 an hour minimum wage and health benefits and family leave and all that stuff put in. So I'd love to ask you, if you were in small business, and I know talk radio is the oasis of small business, people don't get it. They think it's just politics. No, no, no. Small business people, because we had people like the president of the United States saying,
"You didn't build that."
I still find that to be one of the more remarkable moments, and it showed that Mitt Romney just didn't know what he was doing in that he couldn't pounce on that when he said that in Roanoke, Virginia, before a crowd of losers who were saying, "That's right." You know, remember when Elizabeth Warren said this about people in business, stuff like this.
"You didn't have to worry that marauding bands would come."
Well, maybe not in Philadelphia, you might have to worry. Remember that? You didn't build those highways to do all this. Everybody did. You're only there because of the public school teachers that you have. Well, I went to Catholic school, King of Peace, then Bishop Newman, then LaSalle University. Well, yeah, but still you took the roads. You took the subways. You walked. You breathed. We're in charge of the air. So if you're in small business, what would you do if they get their way? They're banking now. Their advisors are telling them, go big. No longer, don't be piddling. Don't be masquerading. Say, this is what you want. We are going to give you everything. And Republicans are not. And let's see what happens. Now, I still think it's a loser. But these are sharp people advising them, and every one of them. Cory Booker at least said it would cost $543 billion a year. Chump change. Bernie's smarter. He's cagier. He won't say how much. Most people think it would be trillions of dollars a year. And the argument is this will raise salaries because businesses will have to compete for workers. You know, like if it's a McDonald's, it's a warehouse, whatever. They will have to compete with these government salaries. So I could see four options here for businesses. I'm going to play Robert Reich, the former Secretary of Labor. He thinks this is coming too, and America's ready for it. You know, we've normalized socialism. I think tomorrow night, the NFL draft, yep, contrarian, don't want to spoil the draft parties, socialist. That's what it is. We've normalized it. Small dabs of socialism. And we're willing to say, you know, in certain areas, socialism's not so bad, like pro sports. We need it there. Maybe price supports for dairy farmers in Pennsylvania. You know, we need it in certain areas. That's what the argument is. Now we're going full bore. They still won't call it socialism, but that's what it is. Big, maybe even communism. So if you own a small business or have been in small business, your four choices as I see it, would you compete with the government jobs, meaning pay your workers a lot more money? Would you do that? Would that be one option? Would you automate? I don't know. You know, I'm still skeptical. I see these things and I see them talk. the store of the future. There'll be no humans in there. I'm not buying that's going to happen anytime soon. I really can't see that. Would you, in certain fields, bring in people that are illegal or legal because the government's letting you do it to undercut American workers? Might not be able to do that with as many as you think. Or would you just go out of business? Would you just not get more employees? Would you, your fifth, I guess, you downsize? You would just run the business with your family or something like that. You just wouldn't compete against this nonsense. So I'm going to play you Robert Reich, what he says and why he thinks this is so bold and why it's going to work. And then the question for you is, if you're in small business now, tell us what it is, what kind of small business. What would you do if faced with this? Would you have to up wages? They're saying this is wage uplift, that people no longer will be working for under $15 an hour, and you'd have to give all these benefits. I know people are saying, well, I can't do that. Well, then I gave you your other options. How would this benefit jobs and creation of jobs and all that? Well, it would be killing. But the argument is we wouldn't run out of money, and you would no longer see people scraping by in these dead-end jobs. They would at least be $15 an hour and climbing. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Love to hear from you, particularly if you're in small business. What would you do if this became the case? Here's Robert Reich telling us, hey, this is only a matter of time. Former labor secretary, the Clintons, often on national TV, supporting this idea. This is going to happen.
The idea of a universal basic income historically has had support from people on both the left and the right. In the 1970s, President Nixon proposed a similar concept for the United States, and it even passed the House of Representatives.
I therefore propose that we abolish the present welfare system, and a basic federal minimum would be provided.
The idea is getting some traction again. Some think it could be superior to welfare or other kinds of public assistance because a universal basic income doesn't tell people what to spend the assistance on, and everyone qualifies. In recent years, evidence has shown that giving people cash as a way to address poverty actually works. In study after study, people don't stop working and they don't drink it away. They actually use it to increase their earnings. Interest in a basic income is surging, with governments debating it from Finland to Canada to Namibia. The charity Give Directly is about to launch a basic income pilot in Kenya, providing an income for more than 10 years to some of the poorest and most vulnerable families on the planet, and then rigorously evaluate the results. As new technologies replace work, the question for the future is how best to provide economic security for all. A universal basic income could be an answer.
All right. So he fails to tell you there that Finland has dropped this just in the last week or so. So 855-839-1210. What would you do if you are an entrepreneur, if you're in small business, and suddenly the government is taking these, because you're not going to work at these jobs, essentially, you know what government jobs are about, and you have all these benefits, and you're not going to get fired, and it's $15 minimum, you're paying 9 or 10 or something like that. What would you do with your business? What do you think would happen? I'm not buying for the near future, 5 to 10 years at least, that you can just automate. We're just going to get rid of everybody then. I think that's an idle threat. That may happen someday. It's a big problem. But what would you do in that situation? I'd love to hear from you. How would you cope with that? There's not as many options as you think. If you need workers, what would you do if they can go to a government job, do nothing? Under President Bernie Sanders, President Cory Booker, you know what, I have to tell you, President Bernie Sanders would be bad, but President Cory Booker, oh, God, President Kirsten Gillibrand, and the worst, President Elizabeth Warren.
There is nobody in this country who got rich on his own.
No, we had to fake our heritage to get rich on our own. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. We'll get you in right now. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210 and you're on board. What would you do if you're in business? I can't figure why they're this emboldened unless they think this is going to be a wave election and that America is ready for socialism. We've kind of normed it. They're looking at millennials who don't quite understand it, maybe, and it doesn't sound like such a bad idea to them. You know, everybody's going to get something. Everybody's going to be protected. Everything's going to be fine. And there will be no issues. And, you know, any number of millennials, maybe a little bit older than millennials, have been burned, hanging over their head, difficulty getting the job they want because of the college experience, the student debt that they have. So maybe they're burned out a bit on capitalism. Maybe they're an audience that somehow or another sees socialism. They don't want to call it that. It just seems like a good idea. And we are norming it. More and more and more, you see any number of things that have a bit of a tinge of socialism to them. And people go, well, that's not so bad. That's what you need to make it work. We'll make allowances there. This, though, is emboldened. Their advisors are saying, we're not going to play small ball against Trump. You'll lose if you play small ball against him. Because Trump's a different sort of Republican. He's willing to give people stuff too, it appears, with tariffs and everything else. And if he's willing to do that, you're not going to beat him by saying, we'll give you a little bit more. Now, Nancy Pelosi, continuing her theme on this, of we don't need your stinking tax cuts, was at Georgetown yesterday, and she actually took questions from students. Listen to this student confront at Georgetown University Pelosi on her crumbs comment and tell us that those crumbs helped him, his family, to get him to Georgetown.
As the son of small business owners, I know that it's helped my parents hire more employees. It's helped us pay off our mortgage, helped put me through college. On a macroeconomic level, the economy is growing, wages are rising for the first time in years. Would you still refer to the effects of this tax plan on average Americans as crumbs?
Yes. Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Sam, for your question. And yes, there are some benefits that some are feeling in a particular way with the tax bill. My statement was really a fuller statement that says, while they provide a banquet for the top 1%, they're giving some crumbs to other people. And that has been something that has been taken up by others as well, some on the Republican side. And why I say that is because here's a tax bill that they advertise as a benefit for the middle class. And did you know that 83% of the benefits of the tax bill go to the top 1%?
I bet the kid was stunned. I bet he thought, wow, thank you, Nancy. Now I understand this. So it's a banquet that certain people are getting, and we're getting crumbs. I don't think there was any follow-up allowed. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. What would you do if Democrats get their way? And has the country reached a point where they're willing to buy into this? I don't think so, because I think their base will buy into it, and they have to appease their base. They love this idea. But is the country really ready to say, you know what, it is time. We need to have government. We need to have full-blown socialism, no doubt about it, no sense of anything that we're calculating or hiding it. That's what they're betting.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.